is it's a good month to drop your defenses and go for it because you're being supported this month. Like the energy is so good to go all in on yourself and bet on that thing and try that new thing or go even deeper into what you've already been doing. It's so good for that. You're so supported by the universe this month to do it. So risk it. Like risk it all. Risk being embarrassed. Risk failing. Risk people laughing at you. Risk people wondering what the fuck you're doing. Risk coming up short. Because the people that never risk anything are also the same people that never do anything interesting or worthwhile. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. Welcome to the Energy Update, the most downloaded episode pretty much every single month. I'm so happy to have you here, especially for this month. This is a super fiery, electric month, and it's big. It's powerful. There's going to be some big shifts in you and in the world this month, and I'm so glad you're tuning into this episode because you're going to learn exactly how to squeeze this month for all it's worth. And I can't wait to see who you are on the other side. Before we get into this energy update, I just want to let you know that I have all sorts of amazing offerings, free courses, free transformational tools at thetransformationschool.com. If you haven't checked out my website before, this is your sign. Check it out. In these courses, I give you tested, proven, but also doable methods to actually change your life, right? Because it really does take a method and a process to create big change in your life. And that's what I'm here to help you do. I'm here to help you live a life beyond what you thought was possible. TheTransformationSchool.com. And also check out all of the links I have for you in the show notes below. Now, without further ado, enjoy this very electric, exciting May of 2025 energy update. May of 2025. I'm so excited to dive into this update. I feel like this update is very clear and concise, and it's so powerful. I have felt the energy just in general around May really increasing. So it's kind of like there's been, April was maybe a bit of a slowdown in terms of just how fast things were going, how fast the energy was moving. And now in May, I'm really feeling an uptick of energy. So like things are going to happen faster. Things may feel, especially if you're not like aligned or if you're not following your intuition, if you're out of alignment, then the energy this month could actually feel quite chaotic. And there's going to be moments where it could feel a little chaotic anyways because of the big things that you're doing this month. But there's a difference between energy that feels chaotic because you're expanding so rapidly and you're doing so many cool things and you're being really bold and courageous, and energy that feels chaotic because you're not doing those things, because you're resisting the things that you know that you should do and the things that you know that you want to do and the things that your intuition is calling you to do. Those are two different types of chaotic energies. So first and foremost, just tune into that. Tune into like, do I feel a chaotic energy this month? And do I feel that because I'm being really bold and courageous and I'm expanding? Or do I feel that because I'm not doing that and because I'm in a state of contraction and I'm resisting what I know that my heart is really calling me to do? Because the energy is clicking up. So you're going to feel probably one or the other this month. So let's get into the four themes so that you have more context as to what I'm talking about from a bird's eye view. So theme number one is bet big on yourself and go all in. So you've been either thinking about something or working towards something. For most people, I'm feeling like, you know, probably 99% of the people listening, this is going to be either a business endeavor, like a side hustle or something you're new that you're doing in your business or a direction you're taking your business in, or a creative project, some new way that you are working to creatively express yourself. It's kind of something like you've been thinking about or already working on doing in the world. For 99% of people, it's going to be that. For the 1%, I feel like there's a small group of people where it's going to be more of an internal thing or a self-expression. Like maybe you feel like you become kind of a different person, or you're trying to embody a new part of you. And for you, this could be expressing yourself in your most authentic way in the world. So again, for 99% of people, this is going to be an actual creative project or business venture or side hustle or just something that you're actually doing in the world. Now, you've been working towards this thing, or at least thinking about it, this business or side project or creative project. This month, you are going to be given more information around the direction of this project. So the direction you're going in is going to be more clear or solidified. It's just going to kind of coalesce in your mind. You're going to be like, okay, I'm more sure about this now. I know that this is the direction that I want to go in. I have more clarity. It feels more like a sure thing. Now, in addition to that, you're going to be receiving some sort of positive feedback or indication that this is the right direction for you. And once you receive that positive feedback or indication that this is right for you, you want to go all in. You want to really bet big on yourself with whatever this thing is. You want to, you know, spend the money, put yourself out there, be vulnerable, pitch to the investors, say yes to the opportunity, launch the new project, start writing the new book, sharing on social media, just really betting big on yourself and going all in. And you going all in will be supported this month. Like, that's the energy this month, is support and you going all in on this new aspect of you or this creative project, whatever it is that you've been thinking about doing. Now, when it comes to this project or business venture or adventure, again, just like whatever it is, you're going to be getting little breadcrumbs from the universe that are showing you the way, and you will notice those breadcrumbs if you are tapped into your intuition. So these breadcrumbs are guiding you forward and affirming that you're headed in the right direction. And I say, like, if you're tapped into your intuition, because when we're not in alignment, when we're not tapped into our intuition, we often miss the little signs, the breadcrumbs. Now, you don't want to discount the breadcrumbs. And this is what so many people do. Like, there's crazy coincidences or synchronicities that happen in their life. And these are your breadcrumbs. These are like your, you know, green light signs of like, yes, that is the right direction. So many people miss those because they discount them as just like weird coincidences. This month, you're going to be getting a lot of breadcrumbs, especially if you're aware of them and you're looking for them. And you really don't want to discount them. These are like tiny confirmations and nudges that are nudging you in the right direction. So think about, like, what did that stranger say to you that encouraged you to keep going or that made you feel good? How was that a sign from the universe related to what you're doing in the world? Or that person on the podcast that said exactly what you were thinking about or mentioned something similar to what you're thinking of doing or creating? Don't miss that sign from the universe, or that random text from the friend that felt so synchronistic, like a crazy coincidence. How is that text affirming you and the path that you're on? So you want to stay dialed in. You want to look for those breadcrumbs, almost like you're on a scavenger hunt. It's like, keep an eye out and then deconstruct them. What do all these signs mean? What do these breadcrumbs mean? Don't discount them, because they are affirmations from your higher power to keep going in the right direction. All right, theme number one, bet big on yourself and go all in. And notice those breadcrumbs, because they are little nudges, little winks, little signs from your higher power that are steering you in the right direction. Let's take a slow, deep breath in through our nose and a big sigh out of your mouth. Theme number two is, stay connected to the thread and risk exposure. You're probably like, what does that mean? Stay connected to the thread and risk exposure. Okay, so imagine all of the breadcrumbs from theme number one connected along one single thread. Each time you notice a breadcrumb or you get a little download, a little ping, a little guidance from your intuition, and you follow it, you are walking along that thread. And all of the breadcrumbs, all of your intuitive pings and downloads, they're all connected to that thread too. And that thread is leading you to your destiny, is leading you to what is highest and best for you, is leading you to all the things that you want and to success in your endeavors. See, to you, what seems random and disconnected actually isn't. It's all related to the destined path that you're meant to walk on. So you want to stay connected to the thread. How do you do that? Like, how do you stay connected and tapped into that thread and making sure that you're on the right path? Well, you want to stay tapped into your heart. You want to stay connected to your heart. You want to stay connected to your intuition. You want to be looking out for signs, guidance, and direction. And when you stay connected to the thread, you'll know what to do at exactly the right time, and your actions will be supported by the universe. So much of the actions that we can take in the world are all about the right timing. There's like a perfect magical timing to every single action or decision or choice that you make. And it's kind of like threading it through the eye of the needle. And you will know the perfect timing that is like perfectly orchestrated by the universe that is playing this amazing music. You will know that timing if you follow the breadcrumbs and you listen to your intuition. And then when you feel your intuition guiding you to do something, you want to act right then. It's so interesting. On my podcast schedule for this month, I have so far 2 to 3 super supportive episodes for you that are really, really going to support you this month. We have a deep dive into intuition, an episode with a deep dive into intuition coming up, and another one on getting clear on your path and aligning with your path and manifesting amazing things on your path. So just make sure, I just want to throw this in here, just to make sure that you are following or subscribe to the show, because the rest of the episodes this month are going to really, really help you to connect with the momentum this month and make sure that you are staying on this path and that you are staying connected to the thread. So when you are connected to the thread and you're on your path, all the actions that you take when you're really in that flow are going to feel pretty easy. Like there's going to be an ease to them. It's going to feel like a flow instead of like a pushing, a forcing, or a hustle energy. And you'll feel like the actions you're taking were like easier than expected. Like you might think, oh God, it's going to take me so long to do that, or it's going to be so hard. But if you do it in the right timing, because you're following that thread, because you're on your path, because you're in that flow, it's going to feel way more flowy and easier than you expected, and you'll receive positive feedback in response to them. And again, even if the feedback feels like really small, like you're like, well, okay, that is positive feedback, but it's hardly anything, do not discount it, because that's a tiny breadcrumb that's connected to the thread. Now, if you don't stay connected to the thread, you're going to feel spun out. Like you're really going to feel spun out, confused, not sure what's up versus down, left versus right. You're just going to feel really confused and also very, very, very frustrated this month. It's almost going to feel like you have too much energy in your body. That's what it feels like when you're not on your path or you are not following your intuition because you're like stuck in analysis paralysis and you're overthinking it. And, you know, all of a sudden it's like your energy in your body can't flow correctly and it gets stuck and it gets clogged up. And then it's like you start to boil up and over like a teapot and then you don't know why and you're like confused. But because the energy this month is going to be so fast and intense, if you do that, it's going to feel even more intense in your body. And you're going to feel, again, like you're spinning out. You're just going to feel confused and overwhelmed and exhausted and angry and all the things. So if this month you feel confusion or a massive overwhelm, it's because you're not dialed in as much as you can be to the thread that's guiding you. So slow down. Reconnect to your heart and your intuition. Do what you can to come back into your body and stop pushing or freaking out or the analysis paralysis so you can hear where your heart is guiding you to next and you can read the signs the universe is sending you. And reconnecting to the thread is how you're going to find ease and flow again. Now, in order to do this, to follow the thread, you also have to believe that things can work out for you. Like you actually have to believe that. You have to be like, you know what? This could work, instead of like going into this new thing, waiting for the last shoe to drop from the get-go. you really need to be like, this could work. So you need to have an openness and a belief that things can actually work out for you. To go all in and bet on yourself, that takes courage. And it requires you to be a little vulnerable and like drop your defenses. And that can be scary for us. It can be scary to do that. But what this month is telling you is it's a good month to drop your defenses and go for it, because you're being supported this month. Like, the energy is so good to go all in on yourself and bet on that thing and try that new thing or go even deeper into what you've already been doing. It's so good for that. You're so supported by the universe this month to do it. So risk it. Like, risk it all. Risk being embarrassed. Risk failing. Risk people laughing at you. Risk people wondering what the fuck you're doing. Risk coming up short. Because the people that never risk anything are also the same people that never do anything interesting or worthwhile. And that's not you, is it? You're courageous enough to go big, to bet on yourself, and to risk being exposed. Because you only have one life to live as the person that you are right now. And this is it. You're living it. So you're going to take advantage of it. You're not going to be on your deathbed wishing you would have done things differently. You're going to fucking own the day, own your life. You're going to do the thing. You're going to bet big on yourself, even if it involves risks in many forms, because you're courageous and you're bold enough and you're fucking ready. Theme number two, stay connected to the thread and risk exposure. Risk people seeing you for who you really are. Risk the truth. Risk being seen as your most authentic self, because guess what? That's the you that we all want to see, and that is the you that is the most magnetic, and it's time. Let's take a slow, deep breath into that through your nose, and a big exhale. Theme number three is get clear on where you're going to accelerate your manifestation. Okay, so what is motivating you here? Like, what are you doing here with this thing that you're doing in the world? Why are you betting big on yourself? What do you really want? Like, what is all this risk for? If you don't know what you want, how will you know when you've arrived there? Like, how will you know that you made it if you don't even know where you're going or what you want? So you want to get clear on the end goal. And this is very, very important. You want to get clear on the feeling you hope to have when you get there. So for instance, let's say that somebody wants to start speaking, wants to start public speaking. They've been thinking about it for a while. And this month they're like, all right, that's a lot of risk. I'm going to be up there on stage. I'm going to risk failing. I'm going to risk being seen. I'm going to risk forgetting what I'm going to say. There's so much risk there. What you want to do though, is you want to go all in, because that's what this month is about. And you're ready, and you wouldn't feel called to this thing if you weren't ready. But you also want to understand why you want to do that and what the angle is and how you want to feel when you're speaking. So before you even do it, you're going to ask yourself, like, okay, why do I want to speak? And how do I want to feel when I'm up there on stage? And then maybe you think, well, I want to speak because it makes me feel so energized, and I love sharing with people my mission and my knowledge, and I love empowering other people. And I want to do it from the stage because that's what makes me feel excited. And when I'm up there, I just want to feel full of joy and really excited to be sharing with everybody there. And now that you have marked your destination and you know exactly why you want to do it, how you're going to feel when you get there, you'll know when you've arrived. You'll know because, like, you'll get on stage and you'll feel that way. And then you'll be able to really be like, whoa, I just manifested this. Like, this is the thing that I've been going for. So theme number three is really just the act of getting clear on what you're going for. And getting clear on that will help you find the success that you're aiming for. Because if you don't know where you're going, how will you even get there? Like, if you don't have real clarity about what exactly you want, how will you get there? Like, with that same person that wants to speak on stage, what if they hadn't defined that they want to speak on stage? And instead they're just like, well, I want to share my message and I want to share with people what I know because I want to empower people. But then they're not defining how they want to do that. They're not defining that they want to do it on stage, and they're not defining how they're going to feel on stage. They're just saying, I want to do that. but then they're not getting clear past that point. That's what stops so many people, is staying in that ambiguity and not getting really clear and specific about like how they want to do it, why they want to do it, and how they're going to feel, how they want to feel once they get there, once they do the thing. So you need to have your final destination picked out on the map, as well as how you'll feel when you get there. I mean, this is manifestation 101. So literally right now you can do this. We can do this together. In fact, again, I have a little episode coming up this month about just imagining that possibility and knowing how you're going to feel when you get there. So definitely tune into that. But even right now, we can do this together. It's just thinking about, okay, what am I going all in on? What's the thing that I'm going to go all in on? How am I going to do that? How exactly am I going to do that? And what's my end goal? What do I want as a result of this? And how will achieving this goal make me feel? How do I want to feel when I've achieved this goal? And really take a second here to just think about, like, what's my goal? What's my end point? How am I going to feel when I achieve that? And then really feel into that for a moment. Really feel into how you want to feel once you've achieved this goal. So now that you've defined what it's all for, that's really going to help you get there. And you're giving the universe clarity about what you want. And so it's going to accelerate your manifestation. It's going to help the universe give that to you. This is also part of theme number one of the pathway solidifying and you becoming really clear on exactly what you're doing and exactly what you want. Now, if right now you can't solidify it because you're not here yet this month, you're just like, I don't know quite what I want yet. My path hasn't really solidified. I'm not really quite sure. I haven't gotten enough breadcrumbs, or I haven't heard my intuition yet, or I don't know, I'm still a little bit confused about my path. Then circle back to this episode in a few days to listen to it again and then define what you're going for, because this is really, really crucial this month, this theme number three of getting clear on where you're going to accelerate your manifestation. You want to define that because it's going to make your path so much easier and clearer. The more specific you can get about where you'd like to end up, the more likely you'll reach that goal. So let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number four is buckle up, you're going on an adventure. Buckle up, you're going on an adventure. Okay, here's the thing. Really big adventures change us. And we want to recognize that. We want to recognize that any big adventure we go on, it changes us on the inside. It changes who we are and how we look at and view the world. But change is good. You want to grow and evolve. In fact, this is the month to not stay exactly as you are. Like, this is the month for change. If you hold on to the old you, the old way of viewing the world, this month is going to suck for you. Like, you're going to be in that spin out that we talked about in theme number two. You're going to feel stuck as hell and super frustrated. Why? Because if you're holding on like that, if you're gripping, if you're refusing to change, if you're refusing to take the leap to follow your intuition, to go all in on you, then that's you moving upstream in the opposite direction of the flow of the universe. The universe is like rapids right now. Like, it was kind of slow moving downstream. Now it's rapids. Okay, it's moving downstream. And the universe is doing that, is speeding up its energy so that you turn around, lift up your feet, and flow downstream, because it wants to take you downstream to something way better, a life that is way better than you could have possibly imagined. The universe is trying to get you to move downstream. And this includes this adventure that's going to force you to grow, evolve, and change. Moving downstream with the universe, as scary as it may be, is actually your path of least resistance. Because on that path, even though it's going to cause you to grow, change, evolve, even though it could be scary, even though it risks exposure, it's the path the universe is supporting you on. That's the path the universe is moving. Again, if you resist that path, you might think like, I'm going to resist this path because taking that leap and going all in on myself feels too scary. But now you're moving along the path of most resistance because you're trying to walk upstream of rapids, right? How long are you going to be able to do that before you totally have a mental breakdown and burnout? You might as well take the risk and go all in and bet on yourself. Turn around, let go, flow downstream, stop resisting the flow of the universe. Now here's kind of the second part of this theme. Being on this adventure means for a time, you're going to feel like you're straddling two worlds. It's kind of like you have one foot in the old way of doing things, the old you, and one foot in the new world that holds your big adventure where you're betting big on yourself. Because when we bet big on ourselves, when we go on a big adventure, there's a period of time in between where we do have to kind of change and evolve, and we almost like have to become the person that bets big on ourselves, that is doing this thing in the world. And that requires a transformation. It requires a little bit of change. And in the meantime, it feels like we're straddling the old and the new. And we can literally feel that. Like it feels like we have one foot in the old world, one foot in the new world. And that can feel disorienting. It can feel confusing. It can feel like almost whiplash at times. Like, who am I right now? Am I the old me that was scared and hiding and not sure if I should go all in on this big adventure? Or am I the new me that's saying, fuck yes, let's fucking go? So you've got to be aware of this straddling energy and know that at moments you'll be like, whoa, like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe this is happening right now. Have you ever had these big shifts in your life where you're just like, what is life? Right? This can happen right after you have a child, especially your first child. You can just look at your baby and be like, what is happening? Like, what is life right now? Or this can happen right after you get an enormous opportunity or you win something big. It's just this kind of, your brain is trying to orient to your new reality, but it doesn't have a construct to sit in yet. And so you're kind of, there's this disorientation going on. Or you travel to a country that takes you outside of your comfort zone. You kind of look around, you have these like surreal moments. You know, we've all had these surreal moments of like, what is life? These will happen this month. That's you straddling two worlds. And it'll keep happening until that forward foot is firmly planted in the new you, the new world, the new adventure that you're on. So what do you do with this information? You keep fucking moving forward. You keep moving forward. You stay connected to the thread. You follow the breadcrumbs. You stay connected to your heart and intuition. You trust yourself. And every day that you wake up, you say, I'm betting on myself. Let's fucking go. Theme number four, buckle up. You're going on an adventure. Let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that through your nose. And exhale out of your mouth. Now, before I provide you with a electric, exciting summary of these four themes and set you on your way to bet big on yourself, I want to ask you, is there someone in your life that you feel like could use this episode? If there is, right now, pause it, forward it to them. Even if you don't know why you're forwarding it to them, I'm telling you, episodes like these can totally change the course of somebody's life. It can give them the self-trust, the momentum that they need to take that big step forward onto their path of their new world. And this for them could be that little intuitive nudge, that breadcrumb. So whoever drops into your mind or your heart, pass this episode along to them. And I promise you, they will thank you for doing it. And also, as I said, don't forget to hit follow or subscribe to the podcast because the episodes this month are definitely, definitely going to support you. And I don't want you to miss those. Okay, let's recap this massive electric month, my friend. Theme number one is bet big on yourself and go all in. And the thing I really want you to hold on to is like the thing that you're betting big on, you're ready to do it. This month wouldn't be happening. This idea wouldn't be happening if you weren't ready. So own that. And by the way, like ready doesn't always feel like 100%. Most of the time when we're going on a big adventure, we don't feel ready, but that doesn't mean we aren't ready. So you may only feel 20% ready or 30% ready or 60% ready or 70% ready, whatever readiness you are, you're actually ready. You're more ready than you think. as part of this theme, you want to really pay attention to the signs. It's like you're going on a scavenger hunt, like, okay, the universe is sending me signs all over the place, little breadcrumbs that are showing me that I'm on the right path or headed in the right direction. Notice those, take them in. Those are signs that you are following the thread. And that leads us to theme number two, stay connected to the thread and risk exposure. You can feel if you're connected to that thread of, you know, your destiny, of the flow of life. If you feel like an electric energy, if it feels like things are kind of flowy and easy, if you're getting intuitive downloads in terms of what, when, and where to do certain things, if it just everything is feeling aligned, that's when you know that you're following the thread. Now, if you feel like you're totally spinning out, you're confused, you're overwhelmed, you don't know what way is up, down, right, left, that means maybe you're not following the thread. So you want to come back into your body, into your heart, reconnect with your intuition. And as part of this theme number two, you want to risk exposure, because betting big on yourself always requires vulnerability and that we drop our defenses. So you want to do those two things, and you want to know that your dreams are possible. You wouldn't have these dreams if they weren't meant for you and if they weren't meant to be successful for you. So your dreams are possible. Hold on to that as you keep moving forward this month. Theme number three, get clear on where you're going to accelerate your manifestation. Again, this is pretty clear. I walked you through that. If you feel like you didn't get clarity today as you listened, if you feel like you don't really know where you're going and where you exactly how you're going to do it, where you're going to end up and how you want to feel when you get there, then circle back to this episode and re-listen to that part. And again, listen to follow-up episodes to this one this month, because there's a few episodes coming up that are really going to support you. And theme number four, buckle up, you're going on an adventure. Remember, any crazy adventure can be a little bit jarring. It can be a little like surreal. You're going to change a lot as you go on that adventure, but you're ready. And you just want to make sure that you're flowing downstream. You're not resisting the flow of the universe. You're not resisting by not following your intuition and by making yourself small and being too afraid or being stuck in an analysis process. It's time for you to kick your heels up and just let the rapids take you where they may. Take action. Do the thing that you know you need to do in the world because you're ready. All right. So think of that thing that you're going to do this month. And even if you're not totally clear, if you have some idea, hold on to that right now in your mind, in your heart. Allow a smile to come to your face and say to yourself, I've got this. I'm ready. I'm betting big on myself this month because I'm worth it. And because I refuse to waste one moment of this precious life that I've been given. Now, you ready? You got this. Let's fucking go. If you like today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit, and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.